All right, now let's turn to a Dublin protest which has halted the construction of 65 social homes. It's continuing in Mulhuddart, really badly needed. So the housing charity behind the project saying they're entire project is now at risk of never being completed. Well, to find out what this protest is about, our own News Talk reporter Barry White has been speaking to the protesters this afternoon and he joins us. So, what's the problem, Barry?
Hi, Ivan. Yeah, well, this protest began in mid-January and it's continued for the past 4 weeks. The protesters are camped outside this housing development where there are 65 houses and apartments in total, which comprise of 2, 3 and 4 bed houses, as well as 1, 2 and 3 bed apartments, 22 of which are described as age friendly. And on these houses will be allocated to households in the housing list by Fingal County Council. Now, a few days after the protest last month, the construction work was halted as machinery couldn't get into the site. And one of the protesters explained to me this afternoon why they are continuing with this.
We're coming into the fifth week now. And the protest about is just to house the people in the local community, because they want to be near their parents. You know, there's a lot of generations in this place, and all they want is fairness to be housed in the community. This is what the protest is about.
How many people are taking part in this protest on a daily basis?
50. And there's more at times as well. But 50 at the moment, and there's more people coming forward to say they want to join us.
How serious of an issue is homelessness in this area, and is there homeless women taking part in this protest?
Yes, there is, yeah. Look, all I can say is there's more people homeless here in Mulhuddart than anybody actually really realises. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example. There's 12 people living in the one house. You're talking about two sisters with children, and one of them is actually pregnant. And there's damp in the house and there's mould. And the girl has been, one of the sisters has been 10 years on the waiting list. So her child is 6. So they're saying, yeah, you'll probably be another 10 years. So how's that humane? She's moved from B&B to B&B and now she's going to become homeless again. And she's got 2 children. So is that nice, you know, change schools? What is, you know, what does she do?
Fingal County Council will allocate who goes into this housing development here where you're protesting outside. What do you want to see happen with these 65 houses?
Fairly to the local community. That's all the people are looking for, is for the people to be housed in the community.
So the motto or the slogan for this campaign and protest group is House Irish First. Has this been branded as having an undertone of racism in some quarters?
Yeah, some quarters have said that there is a racist undertone. When I arrived at Ladieswell Road today, I was greeted with I suppose anybody who goes down the road will be greeted with this. It's a large tricolour hanging outside the site with the words House Irish First printed on it. There have been concerns raised locally by other residents who say there's an anti-immigrant tone to the protest. Well, concerns have been raised by the influence of far-right activists who support the action on the group's Facebook page. I have been on the Facebook page. There is some racist remarks on the page. And I put this to the protesters today, but they insist that any racist comments from outsiders on this page are deleted straight away. And they insisted to me that they are not racist, but angry.
There's nothing racist about this protest. I never met any of these people before, and they're the most beautiful people you can meet. There's nothing racist about them. I want to make sure you get that out there. There's nothing racist about this group whatsoever.
You have a tricolour hanging outside here which says House Irish First. Some people have been labelled as racist.
The Irish flag is flying there because this is Ireland.
That's our tricolour.
That's our tricolour.
All we want in this, out of all of this, is to house our local communities and be local for our council list. There's a reason why there's a council list in this country.
But this is not, is this anything against immigrants? You live among immigrants.
No, go up into our estates and knock on doors and see many people. Non-nationals, Irish, we all mix together.
They're supporting us.
Nothing about that whatsoever.
They're out here supporting us, they're feeding us. We're far from racist.
Okay, so those are the protesters at the picket line. Does it have the support of the local community?
Well, when I was there this afternoon, it wasn't exactly a large-scale protest. There was about six or seven women sitting around a fire with the gazebo covering them from the rain. So it's not exactly large-scale, as I say. But they claim that at different times, there has been up to 50, 60 people protesting, while they say they've also been supported locally. But when I asked other people who live in the area today, do they support this protest, I got quite a mixed reaction.
The Irish should be housed first, then we can look after people, look after our own first. The rumours is that there's a direct provision families coming in from Syria. You have to look after your own people first. There's people 10 years on the housing list, more. Somebody gets off a plane straight into a house. This was causing all the trouble.
Do you think that local people, Irish people, should get preference ahead of immigrants?
Of course they should, yeah. Anywhere else in the world would be the same.
I'm a student here, so I've been here for a couple of months, and I am from Nigeria.
And you live in this area?
Absolutely.
And what are people like? You've been made feel welcome? Are they friendly?
Generally speaking, you know, it's a friendly atmosphere. Generally speaking, it's a friendly atmosphere.
There's an Irish flag, which the protesters have, which says House Irish First. Does that offend you in any way?
So for me, I think that for the native people to say I was the Irish first, it still goes back to what I said. That if the government is housing everyone, I'm more, almost certain that the Irish people, native Irish people, will not say that the Irish people should be housed first. I feel everyone should be housed, irrespective of you being an Irish or not being an Irish, in as much as you live and stay in Ireland, you should be housed in Ireland.
No, not really. I just think it's 2020. I think it's time to get over all of that racist stuff. That's what it seems to me. It seems racist. The houses are going up, I suppose. Whoever gets them, you know. If you have your own house, you shouldn't be worrying about who's going into them now at the moment.
And is that how you see this protest? Yeah. As racist?
Yeah. It seems that way. You know, if it was... They're putting it up and saying there was Irish people going into it, they wouldn't be there. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
And Ivan, just to point out, the first man we heard from in that Vox Pop, he said that there are rumours of over a dozen asylum-seeking families moving into this development. Well, those rumours are simply not true, as asylum seekers, as we know, who come to Ireland are accommodated in direct provision unless they can find their own accommodation, which they pay for. So there's not going to be asylum seekers moving into this development, as your man said there was the local rumours.
Okay, the providers and developers in this case are the housing charity Cluid. They do great work. What are they saying?
Well, they say they may have to walk away from the delivery of the 65 social homes unless the protest is lifted ASAP. Cluid have also said they're looking at the possibility of seeking a court injunction against the protest. Now, these homes were expected to be completed by August this year, but the new business director with Cluid Housing, Fiona Cormican, says that is now significantly delayed.
We're hoping to deliver 65 homes on that site in Mulhuddart, which was transferred to us by Fingal County Council specifically for social housing. There's 22 apartments designed for older persons and 43 two, three and four bed homes for families. The contractors employed under the contract under public works contract, and we expected to deliver these homes in August of this year. That is now significantly delayed with no end in sight due to the protests at the site entrance.
So work on this development has come to a halt because of this protest currently?
Yes, the contractor is not able to get heavy goods vehicles carrying materials and machinery on site. It's too dangerous for them to pass by people with children and buggies on the footpath, and also they have an encampment right in the entrance of the site, and it's just the delivery drivers just won't pass that. It's too dangerous, and it's not a road that you can unload materials off outside the site on. It's a very busy road, so without materials the site can't go ahead.
These protesters say they want to see Irish people housed first, but Cluid have no say in who move into these apartments, do they?
No, Clues or the contractor don't have any say who moves into these properties. The local authority apply a fair and agreed with the local with the elected representatives' housing allocations policy. The local authority have met twice already with the protesters to explain the allocations policy. But whatever the issue is, the main issue is that the right now, the problem with the lack of social housing and the problem with people having long delays waiting for social housing is down to a lack of supply. So to me, it makes absolutely no sense to stop the building and supply of more social housing when that is the problem.
What's your message to these people who are protesting?
I would ask them to move their tent off the site entrance and to allow the contractor to finish these homes so that we can make them available to people who need them.
Okay, very stark reaction on the text line 53106. Darren from Dublin says, I know the Mulhuddert area very well. I'm looking at the development right now. Many locals refuse to help themselves by getting a job and saving for a mortgage. That's Blanchardstown for you. Another, looking after your own first surely starts with looking after yourself first. 10 years on the housing list, you're having a joke. Pure and utter entitlement. I've had to move across the entire country to work and rent, and these won't move down the road for a free house. Why are people having kids if they're homeless, asks Eamon. And the bigger issue here is how many of these mothers protesting for their children are living in social houses themselves in the area. Honestly, the sense of entitlement is unbelievable. Well, that is actually a different issue to the one that we're focusing on, which is the focus of the protest, that they want locals only in it. Okay, my thanks to our own News Talk reporter, Barry White, for giving us that detailed report, explaining it as it is. Thanks, Barry, as always.